Welcome to the third moment of our Lenten Just Hope resource, where we are reflecting on the Jubilee Pilgrims of Hope prayer. We begin by taking a moment to pause and remember that we are in the presence of God, who brings hope into our lives. Let's pray the third part of the prayer. May those seeds transform from within both humanity and the whole cosmos, in the sure expectation of a new heaven and a new earth, when, with the powers of evil vanquished, your glory will shine eternally. This part of the Jubilee prayer invites us to connect with each other and the entire world, the cosmos, that brings us together. This year marks 10 years since the publication of Laudato Si on caring for our common home. While much has been done, we still have more to do, so that we may protect life and we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Often we notice the drastic weather differences more than the daffodils in bloom on the side of the road. It can be easier to focus on the negatives rather than the positive changes and impact we can have together. The prayer reminds us that Lent is a season of transformation, a time to step back and allow God to renew our hearts. It is not just about giving things up, but about making space for the Holy Spirit to work within us. Seeds of hope and transformation. This begins with small, intentional acts, choosing kindness, offering forgiveness, and trusting in God. Maybe this week, intentionally seek out an opportunity to plant a seed of hope in your daily life, transforming an encounter with another, or a seed that takes a small step to care for the physical world we live in. As I continue my journey through Lent, how can I take time this week to reflect on how God is calling me to transformation in my relationships with others and with the world I live in? What seeds of faith, love, or hope am I being invited to plant? We pray for the family of the church, that it may inspire and guide each other to plant seeds of faith, love, and reconciliation in a world longing for hope. Lord, fill us with your hope. We pray for those working in Trokra, that their efforts may alleviate the struggles of those suffering daily from the consequences of climate change. Lord, fill us with your hope.